Hey everyone, Jefferson Graham, Talking Tech here. And you know, we're here in the middle of September, and you know what that means? It's time for Apple to have an event to wow us with new products. Except this year, the event is not going to feature the iPhone. The event is going to feature updates on iPads and Apple Watch editions, possibly an AirPod over-the-ear headphone, and Apple's take on the Tile Bluetooth Key Finder. I don't think it's going to have the same sort of pizzazz without the iPhone, but you know what we're going to end up with is two Apple events, one in mid-September, another in October, which will preview the new iPhone, which has been delayed due to the pandemic. Let me tell you what analysts expect to see. Let's start with the iPad. Basically, a higher-end, better-looking, newer iPad Air. This is the product that sells for $500 as opposed to the $329 entry level or the $800 iPad Pro. Analysts expect an edge-to-edge display minus a home button and something that I'm pretty excited about, Touch ID, which is where you press the home button instead of using Face ID. But Touch ID will be on one of the buttons on the side of the unit. I hate Face ID. It never works for me. And of course, anybody with a mask knows it doesn't work for them either. So I think this is pretty cool. The Apple Watch Series 6, it's expected to be more about software than hardware with a more powerful processing chip. It's expected to be able to detect blood oxygen levels. And watch users could get an improved electrocardiogram feature to check heart rate. Know that the roster currently is $399 for the Series 5 and $199 for the Series 3. So I think Series 3 is going to be replaced with a lower-end watch. And can't wait to see what Series 6 is all about. Otherwise, analysts think we might see some new over-the-ear headphones called AirPod Studio, along with the long-rumored Apple Tags, which again is Apple's clone of the Tile Bluetooth Key Tracker. Now, Tile was really popular about 2 years ago and sort of lost its mojo, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. Again, Tile was all about finding your lost keys and other things. Hard to find a lost iPhone since you had to use the app. So can't wait to see what's up. This is Jefferson Graham. I'll have a full report for you Tuesday night. In the meantime, look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. And I will be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.